So,
so normally this is, would be 26 o'clock.
We're streaming live from the Radio Statler YouTube channel. That's what's going on up
YouTube
there.
YouTube can see all of our crimes.
Is everybody
right
cool
now?
Being on video? Because we can shut that down if ever is anybody.
Okay.
Whoa.
Right, yeah. That's what
I
thought.
Intense. I don't know if I'm ready for you being naked, but.
Sure. Johnny, keep your pants on.
And that's a tall, long order.
No, look. I'm fine with the rest of
who's
it. I'm just saying Johnny keeps his pants on.
Who's looking in through the hole?
Okay with the shirt.
You gotta look through there. You wanna look?
So people
No. I wanna know. No. Are they looking at us?
No,
you gotta
look
that's
through
there.
No, I'm not doing that.
That's
you put your longer appendages through that hole.
I'm gonna put my eye to the hole.
How do you look through, then you put your mouth there and you say, hey.
That's how Nock does their sequel injections.
Dual core is back.
Yes.
All right, so.
It's not actually dual core, back. But it's.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
You're only dual core when you're, like, with a dual guy, right?
Yeah. So, guys, welcome to 26 o'clock. Your host will be Night Owl, apparently.
Who is desperately regretting this decision.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
That's how you know
I'm doing really
we
good.
We are all at Hope 11. We are good and drunk. We are joined by a motley fucking crew of
so
people.
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to point to people, ask them to introduce themselves.
Sure, let's do that.
By the rough, expedient measure of saying, hey, you.
Hey, yeah. What?
Who the hell are you?
Firmus.
Have the bass in line with the mic.
I'm Firmus. Hi.
Okay, there Firmus. We go. There's Firmus. This dude right here.
Well, announce yourself.
No.
Okay.
You just announced me.
Okay.
Now you announce me.
I'm the last four of your social.
I'm
actually skip the last.
I'm Johnny Christmas. I'm Johnny Christmas. That's
and
enough.
And your social security number is
7.
Okay. Good.
All right.
On
next.
To
yes.
You.
Right, ASL.
You. Grab a mic.
Yeah.
Whoa.
wait. Am I supposed to tell people real stuff or no?
Yes.
Okay, like my
stripper
name,
which
is all my
your mother's maiden name,
whatever,
and your social security number.
Street you grew up on, pet's name.
And your bacon number.
Right.
Your credit card number, the last
right.
No, I spoke here earlier today.
Okay, Cupid name, and then sexual fetish.
Don't forget bacon number.
Only one.
Bacon?
Oh, and
I love cats.
And your Erdos number.
Gross. Is that the answer to everything?
Congratulations, you are all of
Reddit. What's your name?
Deb.
Okay, Deb. You love cats.
I love cats.
Can I introduce?
Oh, we can actually drink this shit now.
Dual core is here.
Right, it's funny because we call him dual core,
except he's not performing because he hates us.
He's a single core right now.
Right.
So,
but I have hyper threading.
He's hyper threading. His name is Al.
Al, isn't that what we're drinking right now?
So
yeah, and he agreed to freestyle for us over this terrible background music.
False. I'm not sure why, but okay.
Hey, everybody. My name's Int80. I'm the rapper in Dualcore.
We all call him Dualcore, which is the worst part
it's fine,
of all of
this. It's a branding issue, right?
Like, right. No, it's
like, I want everybody, what I want is, like, you Google Dualcore,
an issue
and then
for
you
me.
Come up with, like, our site at the top of the results.
Sure.
It's amazing. It happens really, no, why would I do that? Like, that's awful. Like, I want everybody to pirate everything. Like, everything should be free. So, anyways.
We just got explicit endorsement. From
did you guys know that I wrote nearly all of Dualcore's music?
Yeah, it was written through his computer by me. So, you know, thanks for the shell. I appreciate that.
How many brownies were each track?
Johnny Xmas is the Ghost Rider?
It was really tough.
Johnny Xmas, you heard it here.
Yeah, like, so basically...
The ghostest of writers.
The real challenge of writing a dual core album is figuring out the correct PTY coding so that I can use Vim through the shell on Johnny's system.
Well, that is the nerdiest sentence I've ever heard.
It's really hard.
And you know what? I still
that's what she said.
It.
And that's why we have a glory hole in our booth.
No, that is not why. That's because... Someone decided to get into a ridiculous shit.
So yeah, so
you know what?
I don't give a shit. They were actually from the Knock.
Int80, the rapper in Dualcore. You can check us out online. Dualcore music, everything.
There you go.
You know, dualcoremusic.com at Dualcore music on Twitter. And then my password is Hunter2. But you probably heard is star.
Yes,
sorry, sorry, everybody. I didn't mean to redact that.
All I hear in my headphones is stars.
It's okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, lady, go. Other lady.
You.
I have a.
Are we sure I'm our lady?
MC Bagels.
Well there's only
the
one mic's
pointing
out.
At you.
Oh
so
my God,
go
you
ahead.
Know me back then as MC Bagels.
I'm trying to live tweet.
Yeah. So I'm Telefonica or MC Bagels depends on. Since I'm on radio now, I'm you know, definitely MC
it's
Bagels.
It's legit. MC Bagels in the house, y'all.
Yeah.
There we go.
MC Bagels.
Yeah, dude. I was on
That's
FM.
Amazing.
I used to play his stuff on my show.
Yeah. Holy shit. MC Bagels. What do they call it when the, like, when the boner is up inside of you?
Scotch.
Like with inverted.
It's called an innie.
Yeah, that's what I have going on right now.
I think that's called before circumcision.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That's yours.
So we've got MC Bagels, and then finally, the great Ill Will.
The artist formerly known as.
But also currently known as.
Formerly known as Will.
Formerly, and I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too. The artist formerly and currently known as Ill Will is joining us for a reprisal. You may remember him from last year when we were calling up a certain information service and reporting lost dildos in the backs of taxis for like 8 hours. And then Bernie S. showed up and told everyone how to do social engineering calls.
So honestly, I have no idea what's going on anymore.
By the way,
we have a new guest. Come on, lean in, say hello.
Lean close, breathe on it like you're spinning on it.
Okay, your mouth around it. My first time on Statler. God help us. I'm Genevieve. I've been coming to Hope since 2000.
Me too.
And yeah,
okay, high five. It's you and me.
There you go.
We were the two people at H2K.
Yay for old people.
Yes.
Well, I mean, Robert Steele's not here, so we don't have the full set.
And for those of you fully drunk, I'm Side Pocket. I have $2, and this is the worst orgy I've ever been to.
Because you're not using the fucking glory hole.
So far.
You're making this worse for yourself.
I'm the host.
There's only one hole.
I'm the host, motherfucker.
That's the whitest version of that line I've ever heard. Toast.
Right. You see here, he pronounced the E-R.
Okay, what are we doing here, Night Owl? Yeah. For 26 o'clock.
Really?
Basically, all right, what's the topic?
The topic is how...
A peanut is neither a pea nor a nut. Discuss.
That is true.
Yes.
Extraordinary legume!
The topic is
also,
that...
they will kill me.
The topic is that the mics are more drunk than we are. They keep falling over.
Yeah, seriously, stop knocking over your mics. And okay. In the meantime... I will pretend that I did not have a shit ton of pre-recorded content that
it's
was supposed to be played.
It's not wire fraud.
So, as special guest...
You're right. It's not wire fraud when we don't commit wire fraud.
Yes.
Right. Nobody would do that.
Yeah. Unless it's anal.
Instead, it's like, what, Spotify
that,
is like,
that
we'll
has nothing to do with whether or not it's wire fraud.
And fuck you, artist.
Insadie, what's
and
your Twitter
like,
handle?
Oh, it's so sad. There's too many artists.
Speaking of anal...
My official response to
my
Twitter account is
topic.
At Dual Core Music.
Is what? At Dual Core Music?
Yeah. Right.
The album.
Okay.
Album
I'm not
Freddy
sure why. Why?
It
okay, fine. You know what? That's...
People give you... Like, could they be like, oh, I'm going to skip Spotify. Like, I could give you money directly as an artist?
I love the Bernie-esque quality that she has on the end of the table.
Sorry that we're having side chatter over here, but the pressing question is, how do artists get paid... via music on the internet, right?
Badly.
So, wait, so like, they get paid? Fuck that, Pirate Bay.
Right, and you can get our music through Pirate Bay and other public trackers and also private trackers. Like, our last album release was on What CD, like, almost immediately as soon as it was released and available. And so...
And you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Like, I mean, I love that. Like, the fact that people check out our music, this is something that, like, I do in my free time when I have, like, time off from, like, running ops and... freedom fighting in quotes it's amazing to me. Like, this is a hobby and people enjoy it. I'm like, this is fantastic. Like, I've already won. I don't need money to like justify a win there. Like,
and
I,
that is success. That is the optimal like hacker mentality. Is like, if you're here for the fucking money, fuck off, get the fuck out.
Yeah,
like, do what you do, and if everybody fucking loves it, you won. You're
also
done.
I mean, I still like, I
no
still,
offense,
I still appreciate I still appreciate people that get money for doing like great hacks.
That FBI agent gave you $20.
But for me, the
and you
the win is being able
seriously
to like have like a really
I
good time.
Wait to
and that's it. Like, if
later.
I have fun like doing stuff that I like, I win. So the way that the monetization breaks down is, you basically get paid like for sales through services, but the unknown aspect of it is that pretty much every show I play, somebody comes up and gives me cash money just in hand. They say, hey,
really?
I went on Pirate Bay or I went on Kick-Ass Torrents, RIP. And, like, I went on whatever torrent tracker, and I torrented your stuff. And I really liked it, so I'd like you to have this money. And I'm like, great, thanks, because, like, you just paid me for an album, which, like, had you bought it legit, somebody else would be taking a cut.
Yeah, you'd get a third of that.
If you bought a CD directly from me, that's, like, a $2 cut.
Also,
that we missed.
If you are listening to...
That happens all the time?
Yeah.
That's
fucking amazing that we're doing that.
Also, at DEF CON, I'll, like, literally be like, hey, like, you can buy this CD here, or, like, you can just go torrent it. And people will be like, cool, like, take this money, and I'll just go torrent it. And they just throw money on the merch booth and, like,
fuck,
like, and they just say GTFO.
Direct?
Yeah.
That's a nice model. That's a nice model.
That's internet.
Because direct on
this. So it's great if the artist actually gets paid. It's what sucks is when some intermediary gets paid instead.
Right, that's the whole point.
And that's the shit. It's like Spotify or something like that, where they take all the money in the
middle.
Right,
and these things, people are just like, here's $20. I'm going to go steal your album.
So
thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Which is
the best
scenario.
Yeah.
They
want
to pay Spotify, but they want to pay you.
Okay, two separate points. Okay, number one, first off, let me nitpick a typological
go,
thing.
Go, be anal now.
It's not stealing, it's pirating. Right?
All right, okay, all right.
All right, cool. So, like, pirating is you just make a copy.
Yeah.
Stealing is, like, there is no other copy of that. So, if I go to the store and I take a loaf of bread and I run out of the store, the store cannot sell that loaf of bread anymore. That's stealing.
Right.
But if somebody makes a copy of my album, I can still sell my album, like, no problem. So,
but you'll sell one less copy of it.
Yeah.
In theory.
Right, we're proving a negative, for sure.
So...
We all know the argument.
So the other thing with Spotify that's really interesting
the argument for the people who don't know.
Find out about your music through Spotify. So, like, there's more opportunities. Like, you're basically, like, you're not cutting the pizza into smaller slices. You're adding more pizzas into the mix. And so it's great.
So you're officially endorsing Spotify as a way to compensate artists for their music?
No, what I'm endorsing is you make your music available for your content, whatever your content is. Video, whatever the media.
Yeah, listen closely,
Tool. You make it available through as many channels as possible, and you make it as easy as possible for people to give you money. And here's my backup for that.
Yeah.
Valve had top-tier game release.
T-Swift.
And they noticed, like, oh, man, like, we had a bunch of piracy in Russia. We had no piracy in the U.S. We had a bunch of piracy in Russia. And it's like, they did a case study, and they're like, what's the difference? Oh, like, the Russia release was like 6 months after the U.S. release.
Yeah.
The next top tier release that they had, they released in both Russia
simultaneously,
the U.S. at the same time, and the piracy dropped off in Russia.
Well,
so you basically
doing?
Make it as easy as possible for people to give you money, and then you
we don't have a plug
you
for
remove
this.
The piracy aspect of it. And the other part is like to not care about if people pirate your stuff. It's a win. Like, who cares?
I'm reminded of a talk I gave at Freaknik 8 in 2003 because I'm the oldest man alive.
Yes.
And there
Daniels.
Was a Freaknik 8. They didn't.
Here,
Freaknik did not start at 12. Yeah. Believe it or not. And
lies.
And I literally read the Windows XP end user license agreements to a room full of 100 people.
I was about to say, is that how you do nap time?
Yeah.
Oh, it was exciting. So anyway, I prefaced it with some Microsoft concepts, and one of the things they were doing is they were selling a Windows XP Starter Edition, which was $99. In all of the countries where piracy was the highest. So they were selling a cheap as fuck version of Windows to all the highest piracy countries, effectively punishing all of the countries with the lowest piracy, such as the US.
Speaking of cheap as fuck, we have 2 out of 3 people doing the whole TSA keys for that, and for that talk alone, congratulations, dude.
Where is
that
Dark
was Sam? Entertaining.
He was here, and you chased him all out.
I think people are molesting him over his uniform.
Quite possibly.
NSA time. Smile.
Can I throw in a subject, like, totally different change of topic?
Yeah. Sure.
Everybody give me your best life hack. It can be any domain, like, any life hack that is your favorite. Like, tell me your favorite life hack. And let's
never
we'll
leave
start with
house.
Jordan. Start with Jordan. never leave the house.
Never
it's
leave
valid.
The house.
No.
Valid.
Here's a story that
Night Owl's life hack. Don't leave the house.
It's paying the rent, yeah.
Start with Jordan and we'll
okay.
Like,
someone
we'll
find
around.
A USB port for my phone.
That doesn't exist.
There's nothing.
It really doesn't
we're
exist.
We're all
story
doing.
I'm never sick and tired of telling about is I got from Black Lava a t-shirt that says, it's a great t-shirt that says, I am not a terrorist. And I love going to the TSA with the thing and they have a laugh riot, except for Cleveland, Ohio after Nauticom. So after NotCon, and to add to this, not only was I doing a talk about homebrew versus piracy in video games, but that was also the first time I ever soldered shit with Mitch Altman, so I had a shit ton of microcontrollers back. So they see that, they just see the word terrorist on my shirt, and they're like, what the fuck? And they look through my bag, and they just see a bunch of blinky shit. So three amazing things. One, I actually got to see my FBI profile, which is boring as fuck. It essentially just said where I was born and that I've worked at the Yes Men. That's it. Two was them putting all my shit in a corner and everyone clearing 50 feet, and the guy in the bomb suit comes over and looks at it for 12 minutes, and they're like, Dave, have you, did you, what did you find yet? And Dave goes, I've been a bomb squad technician for 7 years. I don't know what the fuck any of this shit is. Like, out loud, just like directly. So after proving some shit in another drunk mic, it turns out that my flight, which was a connecting flight from Washington back to Jersey, left already. And literally, the people from the airline came down, they actually said these exact words. So because we held you for a long period of time, and you changed your shirt, and you have proven that, in these true words, that you are a United States citizen, and that we fucked up, they gave me a business first class continental flight that was a direct flight, so I actually got home an hour earlier than I did. So that was a $7,000 flight that I got for free in business class.
Nice.
Direct flight, an hour early. That was my favorite, and I have the ticket to prove that. We're stapling, you just see
it's
minus.
It's almost like you were in 7, dual core.
That's yeah. Beautiful.
By the way, also real quick with dual core, if you are just listening to his MP3 shit, you are half-assing it. Go see him live. It's entertaining as shit.
Did you just say it is edutaining as
it's
shit?
It's edutaining. It's edutainment as
the
shit.
The first manto of all time.
You can, dual you can core, get laid there. It's awesome. Just go.
Dual core for
shit.
Me
is awesome.
Is a, it's one of my comfort foods.
It's like an STD.
If I'm at DerbyCon and it's post midnight, like I need to go see Dual Core at the Third Street Dive.
Oh yes!
Every year you own this place.
So is that your life hack? Is to like go see the like Dual Core after party at Third Street Dive?
Here's I have a con hack. If you're at DerbyCon and it's midnight
and they don't sell
get
out.
The fuck out and go to Third Street Dive. Yes. Where Inns 80 and Pals.
So, yeah, we accidentally, like, overtook it 1 year, and now they ask for us by name. Like, the owner is like, please come back.
O'Day Pizza and I were there the first year you took it over.
Right, yeah.
And it changed my life, and now I go every time, for sure.
Now
it's a jam.
Niall's right, life hack right now is contemplating why he even started this in the first place.
I think what's cool is, like a big part of the hacker scene is...
Thank
we
you.
All just do dumb shit that is like fun to us shit? And that we like doing.
You have the spoons?
And then we have these people who come up to us and are like, dude, you changed the course of my life with that. And you're like, with that?
I have no idea what we're talking about.
I was just fucking around.
It's something I did for fun. Like, literally wrote the lyrics while sitting in my cube at work writing code.
It's like a Kurt Cobain story.
Just gonna race with this.
Yeah.
Fast.
And, like, dual core, especially these days, like, you're inspiring people. Which, like, how do you feel? Like, I'm watching the face you're making, and you're like, But, like, it's you have to acknowledge that it's happening, and it's fucking weird in my mind. How do you feel about it?
So,
life shit here.
Yeah, like, we have to come back to, like, the life hacks. But I will say, like...
Man of the hour, night owl.
I need all the hackers I can get, right? Like,
right.
I want as many smart people... Like,
need our blood.
...trying to innovate and, like, cheat the system as possible. So,
yeah.
Like...
inspiring.
Yeah, like one time I was at this hacker conference, actually. And it was actually here...
Preposterous!
It was here in New York.
And you randomly
and
showed
I got,
up here in
Yeah,
New York,
I got to be on the
radio
and I started asking people about, like, their life hacks. And then I was like, cool, like, tell me about your life hacks. And so... my hope was that being at Hope, people would inspire Hope by telling their life hacks.
Which, sure.
No, yo, dog, I heard you like,
to. Fuck you, you went
life
deep on
hacks.
This.
So we put hacks in your life so you can hack your life while you talk about your life hacks.
Thank you, exhibit. Related question, what was your first con?
It was actually Hope, 2004. That was the first con I ever went to.
Are you kidding?
That was a high five that just happened.
That was a high five. If you heard a slap, I was not slapping him for going to Hope.
Yeah, that wasn't a high five. That wasn't a high five.
You should tell people what you were inspired to do. Why? Why this is inspiring?
What?
Because it's fun.
Yeah.
No, but what else? It's all
good. There's a... So, regarding Hope... There is. Who else in this room? Is their first con was Hope.
Tell me more life hacks. I want to hear more life hacks.
Yeah, we'll go life
hacks. Now, we're gonna come on, do it. Yeah, hour. Come on, go.
Okay. Why did you skip all of us?
So, Hope.
Which one?
The
was
last
yours,
Hope
Nido?
Was my very first conference.
Really?
Which year?
Same seriously. Here, actually. Yeah. Seriously, wow. Yeah. Same here.
The last Hope was my very first hacker conference.
Mm-hmm.
My very first conference of any real kind.
Really?
And I went, I saw a talk with Ray and a bunch of the other tool guys talking about handcuffs and crazy ass shit. And I spent the rest of Sunday doing handcuff escapes on the mezzanine, right about where we are now, because that was where the Lockpick Village was at the time.
Yep.
And I got home with my wrists red and raw and still marked from all of the cuffs that I had put on and wrenched my way out of. And for some reason, I have come back every year that it happens. And after almost 10 years, almost exactly 10 years, this was my first conference where I was a speaker, and somehow it went from being me submitting a talk that I had been shopping around for months and months and months, and finally I submit to Hope, and I add in Johnny and Dark Sim, who
thank you so much, by the way.
Hey,
you know, I owe you so much. I've been coming to Hope longer than you, and you might, like, you made my hopes and dreams a reality by saying,
and the
hey.
The worst part, because I got to watch him, like, go through all this research and shit, was that it was rejected by ShmooCon.
It was rejected by ShmooCon.
Yeah.
And, well, that's,
I missed, it was
it
either.
It didn't click with what they were
was,
going for. And that's
no, no.
Yeah, because they
want
to sell overpriced
it was
tickets.
Every single, it
no,
was.
They said this year they wanted more defensive, not.
Yeah, easy, buddy.
Yeah, hence fuck
defensive,
them,
like, don't use broken shit.
Yeah.
You know, that's fucking defensive.
At least that's
but
what
anyway.
They said.
There are
but
several
there
founders
no,
and coordinators
no,
of
ShmooCon
who are
fine,
very big
fine.
Hope fans.
No, I'm with you on this.
You
I'm
know
with
what?
You on this.
ShmooCon
you know
rejected
what?
It. That's fine. ShmooCon? That's fine.
Get rid of that weak shit.
I don't
Does
go.
Anybody need an adult beverage?
Sure.
Speaking all right, of so it, let me hydration. Like let me
course light
E40
is only good
man
hydration.
In the middle redirect traffic okay, here.
You can put
that's
that away.
Shit right
are you
there.
Cutting?
What is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, no, no. Okay,
yeah,
so
I agree.
No,
yes,
I need
no.
Tell us your life hack.
Hold on.
All right, hold on. Tell us your life hack.
Hold on.
We don't need this.
Stop knocking over the mics. All right.
They hit my wiener.
Are you talking about that, or are you talking about this?
That was me.
Him.
Hey,
I'm talking about him.
Let Nine Owl finish his story.
Like, so. Like that, Anna? Or like
you know what?
All
right.
That and
ending.
Like
go.
Like
now.
Like
voice
that.
Of order.
Like this and like that.
You know what? I'm going to finish my...
I'm
going to finish my story as soon as everyone stops talking over me.
It was like that and like this and like that.
You have the floor.
We're with Johnny. He talks over everyone. Come on, go.
What kind of life hacks are we talking about?
Like any
shut
guy.
Up and you'll
second
find out.
Second life, whatever.
So my life hack is going to be unplugging your mic.
Third life hacks.
No, not second life hacks.
So.
I love second life hacks.
No, not second life hacks.
Good. All right. So, yes, ShmooCon rejected my talk. They were the first one I submitted to because I am poor as shit. This doesn't always come across. People always wonder why, gee, why don't you show up at DEF CON? Why don't you show up at this place, this place, this place, this place? The answer is, I'm poor as shit. I'm lucky if I can afford the fucking Bolt bus down to D.C. to get to ShmooCon, even when my room and board and ticket are all paid for by someone else. Because you know what? The only reason I get to ShmooCon is because I spend every waking minute of my time working for an organization that is running an event for the conference. And so I spend every waking hour doing exactly that.
Oh, shit.
And then I say, you know what? I'm going to be there anyway doing all this work. I'm going to submit to ShmooCon. Okay, fine. ShmooCon didn't think I was a good fit. That's fine. ShmooCon, frankly, I have never gone to a single talk at ShmooCon. I doubt that I ever will. Because, you know what? That's their talks are not for me. And that's fine. Every con has to have talks that are for a certain audience. And ShmooCon just doesn't have talks that are
sure, and that's
expecting
fine.
Me
and that's
as an
totally
audience.
Fine. And they definitely, and I have to at the same
no,
time commend ShmooCon
I,
for.
I do not mean to in any way impugn ShmooCon.
Sure.
ShmooCon is a great conference.
All cons have a
every
general
conference.
Theme they're going
yes.
for and a goal no, that no. they have, and they have to pick the talks that apply
absolutely.
To that.
Absolutely.
And so, and at the same
absolutely.
Time, I want to say anybody who submitted a talk and then did not get it accepted wherever. Don't let that discourage you. It just means you weren't a proper fit for what that con
well,
was going
that was
for.
My next
and there are a shit ton yeah. of other sure. conferences, like local conferences. Like,
yeah.
I'm
also not a
Seattle
fan of cons in general.
Welcoming to,
why?
You know, to new speakers. If you can't get your talk into like a conference that's been going on for 20 years, like maybe you should try your local meetup.
If you've been chopping a talk around for 20 years, you're probably the problem.
Or you're deviant.
No.
Or you're fucking ill will.
No, I'm saying if you're trying to get a talk into a conference that's been around for a long time and you can't, then
I'm
you
only,
should try a local.
I'm only jealous of Ill Will because he has a Wikipedia page and I don't.
Actually, the.
Oh, man. I want a Wikipedia page.
Oh, why'd you scare my dog?
What? What did I do?
Hi, welcome to the 26 o'clock with
basically,
Johnny Xmas.
Who wants a Wikipedia page? We could do a swap here.
I have one.
What is it?
Wikipedia / McDonald's.
Oh, McDonald's.
Do you have a Wikipedia page?
I actually do. We have a dual core Wikipedia page.
By the way, we
but,
have.
I still play the.
Yay, Wikipedia!
I still
the
play
house.
The Wikipedia game.
Which is. Tell us how to play the Wikipedia game.
Endless arguments.
You set a target Wikipedia page to land on. I won't say which one.
Okay.
And then you click random, and then you try to get to that target page with the fewest links possible.
Now.
I've never heard of the game.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What internet have you been on for the last, like, decade?
I'm still mostly on BBSs.
Anyways, yeah, so you...
What, like, FidoNet? What the... she's just disparu. We have an extra pair right here. The balls and headphones.
Do they reach?
They should. I'm going to just move this ball over.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There
you go.
I can't tell if I'm just, like, being loud or not.
By the way,
sorry for the internet.
Johnny, do you want this is our own concoction? Do you want to?
That looks like a glass of urine.
It's absinthe.
And I'm not saying no.
You sure you did it right?
Just one sip. That's all we ask.
That doesn't look like absinthe at all.
It's our own.
And I make
mix.
Absinthe, and yeah. that is not. Ooh, it smells like it though.
Yeah, just one sip.
Shit.
I guarantee it.
Take one shot.
Okay, so, Ill Will, give me your favorite life hack.
It could be better, but I think it's pretty
I'll
good for a first
hacks.
Try.
Come on, give me, like, one. Like, there's got to be some, like, cheat code. Like,
what's cool about this is the nose.
And it gets you, like, a coupon. Something. Like,
who made
on.
This?
Come on.
We did. We brewed this together. Because we're kind of combining
really?
The booze and caffeine thing together.
It's got a really good nose.
That's fennel. Johnny drinks
it's,
go.
Hang on. I'm critiquing his absinthe. It's got a really good nose. The flavor profile is a bit bland. It's a bit watered down.
Yeah.
It's like a bit too much
water. Yeah,
did you
I know.
Add water?
We
it's
did,
not a life hack.
We did with the sugar.
Don't
in it.
Do that. but and the bitterness is just the slightest bit too much. Like, this is super fucking close, and I'm very impressed.
Okay. Thank
cut,
you. I
cut back the
that.
Water. Cut back the bitterness. The small, the wormwood, the smallest amount.
Yeah.
This borders on tasty.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Jack, why don't you Thank just you, tell what how we concocted this real quick?
Yeah. So this is.
No, all right. So Will, wait, hold on, everybody, hold on. Ill Will has his life hack. Ill Will has his chair's life hack.
After this, we can go to Ill Will because this will be really fast.
Okay, this is my absinthe. I kind of made this.
And I helped.
Okay. Do you know that I make absinthe as well? Did he tell you? What's
yeah.
Disclosure?
No. Because that was the whole thing. That's what I want you to do.
No, this is something I've done for myself for quite some time. Trial and error. I have like a whole logbook of kind of trial and error. So.
Good. You're barking up the right tree.
GI yeah, so Jack, by the way.
You basically start with like a base of Everclear, wormwood, hyssop, fennel, star anise, nutmeg, and some mint.
Oregano. Pro tip. Oregano.
We'll try another batch of that next time. We'll do both.
Yeah. What are you cutting it with? What's the wateriness?
Water.
The water.
Stop.
Don't. I don't put water in it. It's just that when you make it,
you
fill
just
it
me,
with water.
So I apologize with that. Yeah.
I don't.
You do straight shots of absinthe.
That's like a prepared.
Yeah, yeah. That's just
I
me.
See.
I that's what
you
I mean.
You put
that's
too
my
much
end.
Water in that,
that
glass.
That's my end. That's just me because I've had some stuff before it, so I'm kind of easing off a bit on
right.
it. But yeah,
I say pounding shots of acid is LSD.
Do you want to try it straight real quick? Because you
I
have
would
a bit
add
more.
Sure.
Pounding shots of absinthe is for frat boys.
I would add.
Johnny, do you want to try it just straight?
Just
like
a
small
smidge,
amount?
Yeah. I would.
Because my whole thing is, like I said, I feel like we should have ran it through like five more filters. Because if you try to like wine taste it, you can kind of almost taste the individual elements. But like 5 seconds in, like 10 seconds in, you
right,
don't
care. No,
yeah.
Filtering.
Here we
something.
Go. That's Take the main swing. Thing. Yeah.
All right, great. So, Ill Will, give me your life hacks.
I don't have a life hack. I just have my hope story.
Okay, go.
Thank you, by the way, Jack.
I think this is like my, I think seventh.
Thank you, by the way.
First one is H2K2. You guys had another glass. Was the first one. I arrived here with a hole in my pants because I slid down the escalator and it fucking ripped the fucking...
Escalator con.
My
escalator con.
Hang on. Was that the same one where Lindsay fucked her foot up on the escalator?
I think so.
You can sip on it.
And, I think the only one I missed was 2006 because 2004 was the reason why I was in jail for 2 years.
What the fuck did that happen there? Please tell me you killed someone.
You don't know?
No, I can't talk about it. His lawyer or
I just don't know details.
His lawyer can say he doesn't want to talk about it, but it's on fucking Wikipedia.
And Radio Statler exclusive. Go.
So right before Hope 2K4... I got an email from somebody about a certain source code leak
regarding
the Microsoft source code.
Yeah, you can.
And the guy contacted me and he said, "Hey, you know, what do you want for the source code?" Because I had posted jokingly on my site that I had it for sale.
Based on
and the guy contacted me and I said, "Just give me
That's
whatever."
That's why I put fucking water in it. Sorry,
and so he offered me $20. I took the $20 because I said, "Hey, I'm going to fucking Hope this week, and that's my train fare."
Yeah, it's like fuck you. I'm going to Hope.
So that's what fucked me was going to Hope 2K4 for $20.
Holy shit! I never heard that story before.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's like
over $20.
For $20, yeah.
I've always been like everybody knows.
Well, that was the whole $20. Like, I would have gave it to the guy, but he's like, "Hey, I'll give you $20." So I'm like,
"Yeah,
I'm part of
the dollars." Yeah. So to Johnny's point, you know, it's $20, right? So it's like, I'm not gay, but $20 is
$20.
$20
is $20, right?
I'm not gay, but dick is dick.
So okay.
Do you mind if I tell that? Expand on that a little.
Yeah,
I mean, it's on the internet. That's fucking awesome, man. Because, like, if you go on Wikipedia, it's like, fucking Ill Will sold Microsoft source code for money to an FBI agent. And, like, you look at that and you're reading and you think, like, you sold it for, like, $6 million
or
some
20,
shit.
20 fucking bucks.
And to hear that you were like, "Look, dude, I just need $20 for train fare to Hope," like...
That's all I was. I was broke as shit.
Fuck him.
And somebody said, "Hey, have $20. I'm like, fuck it, I'll
take
it.
I hope that motherfucker that like fucking took that $20 from you has to watch his own children suffer.
That's the best story. So last year I spoke at DEF CON during the Comedy Inception. And
that shit. That's
yeah,
awesome.
So right before that, I get, on Facebook, I get this guy messaging me. And he's like, hey, you don't know me, but we're around the same circle of friends. And I see that, like, you know, after you got out of jail, you're doing good. You got the hackerspace going. You're in the scene, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I just want to let you know, I'm the guy that got you in trouble for the source code.
What?
Yeah.
So he just he just lamoed your ass.
Why aren't you in jail?
Yeah.
So he says to me,
murdering people?
He says to me, he's like, well, you know, I see you're going to DEF CON, so I just want to get you a beer or something like that. We can talk and blah, blah, blah.
I'll trade you a jail sentence for a beer.
Are you sure his name wasn't Adrian Lemo?
No, this is the best thing. So everybody that knows me, I knows I drop docs on every motherfucker.
Yeah.
That started from getting arrested. Like, I never knew who fucking arrested, like, who got me in trouble, who fucking ratted on me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And out of the blue, 10 years later, this guy fucking messaged me. So this guy was, you probably know who he is. He was a DEF CON goon, actually. Goes by the name of Doc Who. He's been in Jason Scott's documentary. He was working at some company, and the company was like working under Microsoft to find out who disseminated the code. Not like some fucking dude that found it on a mailing list and jokingly posts, hey, I got the source code, send me money.
Yeah.
Their job was actually to find the two people that dropped it, and they never did. So this dude, like, messaged me. He said, hey, I like the source code.
Fuck.
And he sent his own $20 out of his own PayPal. Because I had, like, the PayPal logs when it was sent to me, and everything fucking matched out.
Good friend of mine.
But, yeah, it was just a whole, like, 10 years of not knowing. But it honed my skills for doing recon and finding everybody online. But it's still a shitty thing.
Okay, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's 24 months off the net. I did meet some fucking weird people. I met some cool people, but you know.
And man, and in all honesty, if we're gonna be like drunk and honest here, I'd say in the past, like maybe 4 years, like you're definitely a different person from when I first met you, and you're way more well rounded.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to be a fucking professional adult.
Yeah, but I mean, it was like, well, I mean, it wasn't just the 24 months. You get like the 3 years probation.
Right.
I wasn't actually supposed to be on like a computer for 3 years. I just had a tough book. Yeah, they actually, it's, you're not supposed to be on the computer, but you have to pay $24 for each computer that you have in your house and or wherever you have access to. So, you know, after all that stuff's done, you know, you're done with it. But yeah, that's my hope story. It was like Hope 2K4 was like the reason why I went away.
Fuck, man, I had no idea. And so, I know Will from Hope, from the 2600 Freeno channel.
Yeah, okay. I only missed...
So what was the life hack out of that?
So the life hack is, if you find something on the internet, don't sell it. Give it out for free.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Which is sad, because it's basically like, don't do anything you want to do ever, because the government is looking at you all the time.
Well, the fucked up thing, actually, when he contacted me, I didn't have it anymore. And he said, you know, hey, I was the guy that contacted you, like, a little while ago. My hard drive got deleted. I'm trying to get it. I said, listen, you can get on the fucking on the torrent sites everywhere. He's like, oh, I tried, but the seeds aren't working, blah, blah, blah. So I fucking downloaded it. I said, here, have it again. So
right.
So that was actually it wasn't him at the time. It was actually the FBI in New York, so they can get jurisdiction from Connecticut to New York to get me.
Right. No, I got it. Yeah.
Well, not helping, but
right. You weren't giving a man some bread to eat.
Yeah.
Do you guys like Run the Jewels?
Run the Jewels.
Do you know that group?
Yeah, I know the group.
Do you like their lyric that says, "Fuck the law, they can eat my dick. That's word to pimp."
Yeah.
Cool. I was
who
just asking.
It? Who was that?
It's like a survey. Like, I was asking if you like that lyric.
Yeah.
It's a survey.
We're going around.
Hey, Ophir. We have Ophir now.
Yeah.
Ophir is like a coordinator for HushCon, which is awesome.
Yeah, it was a fucking awesome con.
So, Ophir, we're talking about life hacks. What is your favorite life hack?
I mean, most people know it. It's on the internet.
Let's give him a second to think about it, right? Like,
okay.
We don't want to, like, ambush somebody into, like...
Do you want to come back to him?
Yeah, okay. Like, who else hasn't talked about life hack
here? I feel like O'Day Pizza does.
Best life hack is knocking over
that
bottles
was
with
like
a microphone.
60 of them.
All right, I think Ophir is ready. Ophir has a life hack.
My best life hack was never knocking over a bottle ever in my life.
Boo.
I was saying boo earns.
Nice.
Do what's it called? Does motorcycle stuff count?
Yes.
Yeah, anything counts.
Okay.
Tell us life hack. Go.
Oh, we're
going around.
O'Day
Pizza, what's up?
There was one time me and a buddy of mine we're stranded on a bridge coming back from Maryland. It's across the Chesapeake Bay. It's a 16-mile bridge. Yeah.
That's the biggest piece of shit.
Yeah, and on mile marker 6, my buddy's O2 sensor, we're riding Harleys, decides to rip the screw threadings right out of the thread hole.
Oh, it's because you're riding
right
Harleys.
The bridge. So we took some bailing wire and we wrapped it back. We literally wrapped the bailing wire, the O2 sensor, back into the pipe and got all the way back to New Jersey on that. Well, one time I had misfires on my front cylinder of my motorcycle. I couldn't figure out what it was. So I tried everything. So I took apart the wiring harness and I soldered up, what's it called? I soldered some, what's it called? I stripped the original wiring out of there and I rewired it with, what's it called? Some of the wires I took out of some Cat6 Ethernet cable. And that kept me going for another 5,000 miles before I get I got another harness from Harley.
Okay,
so,
that's valid.
Sorry, hold on.
What about con hacks? Anybody have?
There's some amazing shit going on here with the Into 80s fucking microphone.
Okay, I'm not a mechanical person, but basically you're talking about like tinkering, right?
Yeah. Right.
And so you're using your right to repair to like modify your motorcycle.
Oh yeah. Right. What's it called?
It's a good life hack.
Yeah.
Right. If I can,
it's interesting. Harley Davidson has this software called the Screaming Eagle Super Tuner Kit.
They do.
What's it called? They have like it plugs into the bike's ECU, and that can completely like reflash and reprogram the bike's ECU, the same way like everyone reflashes and reprograms phones. So you can literally swap it out for a program for another bike.
Not exactly the same way.
No, yeah. You can literally reflash the program from, like, one model to another.
You can reflash the program within the limits that they
allow
for
you. Okay,
yeah,
you're right. It's not nearly as complicated as a phone, or it doesn't really replace, like, the
It's hardly
the
making
system.
You think like you have the freedom to do something when, in fact, you have very limited, hard-established freedoms.
Okay, let me ask a separate question here now. Like, we're totally...
I got one more before we...
Okay, it will, yeah.
Hang on, having the Harley argument here.
So no, I don't have a life hack. I have a con... Since Ophir had come in, it reminded me of a con hack. So, like, I'm here today, and, like, I'm talking about the story of how I didn't have money for conferences.
Yeah.
I came today. I don't have a ticket to come here today, so I just made myself in. On HushCon... HushCon was given a student discount.
Yes!
And a little bit of a Photoshop and an ID, I was able to get in. But I feel bad, so next year I'm going to have to volunteer and help out some more.
Oh, how dare you.
I did help out with the badges this year. I was helping people solder outside, so I did some work.
Yeah, I mean, like this year, I'm...
Actually, the badges were pretty bad.
This year, I'm broke as shit, and I was lucky enough to be speaking this year, which blew my fucking mind. I did buy a badge on the pre-sale a long time ago, and I gave it to O'Day Pizza.
So for the record, speaking of badass badges that we had at HushCon East this year, the badges that we're going to have at HushCon Seattle are going to be even more badass. So we are Seattle and New York-based. So if you come to Seattle... Expect even more badass badges.
Who was mentioning
that? Conference in Seattle.
It's called Hush Hunt. All right, so we're gonna change gears here, and I'm gonna close out the life hacks with a life hack of my own. Okay, so here's my own life hack. If you want to get into like conferences where admission is limited, say like ShmooCon or DerbyCon or whatever, the way to do that is to start a moderately successful rap career. And then you can get in. It's very easy. No problem. Easy. All right, so good life hack.
But you got to be good at it.
Good job, Billboard. No problem. Okay. So
is that what you're leading up to this whole time?
No. I didn't give a life hack, so I want to give one. So change topics. Okay. What does everybody think about the show Mr. Robot?
I love it.
I love it. It's awesome.
I hate it.
I like turtles.
I like turtles also. Thank you, Jonathan. You're a very good zombie.
It's funny because my name is actually Jonathan.
Right. See how I did that? I doubled up there?
I did see how you did that, and I had to point it out for the viewers at
double
home.
I doubled up.
So what about Mr. Robot?
Silicone pots are made for Playboy.
Anyways, I wanted to know, how does everybody feel about Mr. Robot? Are you upset about the minor technical inaccuracies, or do you feel like it's representative overall, or were you disappointed about how the story arc took its turn, or?
This is Johnny Christmas talking.
Johnny Christmas talking is, over here as well.
Yeah, this is the Johnny Christmas hour. We have four Johnny Christmases in the booth this evening.
This is Johnny Hanukkah. We're going to multiply
by three.
I'm
Johnny Kringle.
Johnny Kringle?
Yeah.
I would have gone with Johnny Thanksgiving.
That's your old school name.
This is Johnny Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa's not real. Get the fuck.
So kind of racist, actually.
And then who are you? Who just said that?
You're Johnny. No, Kwanzaa's real.
Yeah, Johnny.
Yeah, you can't.
That's
you can't
Johnny
say
Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa's not real. You're like a white person. That's terrible. You can't say Kwanzaa's not real.
Isn't that racist?
It's a joke.
No. That's not a racist.
No, there is
fuck.
No such thing as reverse racism. Sorry.
Oh, yes. White people are only white people can be racist.
No, prejudice goes both ways. Racism, systemic shit does not go.
Isn't that semantics? So you're arguing.
Hashtag holidays matter.
Mr. Robot. I actually liked the plot twist. I liked the turn that the drama was taking because
of Fight Club. Too much Fight Club?
What's that?
Too much Fight Club?
Yeah.
So not like you didn't feel like they it was like a easy way out. You didn't feel like easy way out. You just did Fight Club. Did you feel that way or no?
I felt that way at the ending last season. Yeah.
Right. And then my question was, why didn't they just,
I kicked it around.
So you kicked Edward Norton from Brad Pitt.
Yeah. The problem was that...
into Christian Slater.
I have a pair, by which I mean to, friends who are
Apple?
Very similar to that character, one of which has that exact thing that she wrestles with. And so it really hit close to home, and I liked that... They were and I'm including the self-medication, the severe depression, and the border of I really miss my dad and wish he was still here, and my dad talks to me all the time, and the creepiness at which the my dad talks to me all the time becomes more prevalent.
Sure.
And I think that Mr. Robot was trying to drive that home, and you have to be a little heavy-handed as a TV drama, because my other favorite part about Mr. Robot is that all of my non-hacker, non-geek friends really like Mr. Robot.
Right.
And they ask me questions about it. When he did this, when he did that, is that a thing can happen? Explain this to me, and I go, holy fuck, did you just ask me to explain a thing that happened on Mr. Robot to you, an accountant, because you're actually interested in the technical details of how that hack was pulled off?
Which are
that's
like
amazing.
Almost completely accurate as well.
Right, and we won at this point.
Look at hacking boring, right? You do a bunch of recon, and then you finally get in, you shell something, and then like you move around. Once you shell something, then it's fun, right? But like
before that, it's barking up a lot on the wrong trees.
Right? Nobody wants to watch that on TV, right? We're all like, come on.
Who watches Limitless here, though?
Go.
Limitless? It was Limitless? So there was an episode of Limitless where they actually addressed that. And the whole concept is dude takes some pills and he learns some shit. And so one of the episodes...
Wait, is that with Bradley Cooper?
I don't know people.
Is it a movie?
I just work here. It was a movie, but they made it to a TV show.
Okay. Is the movie based on like where he has the drugs that it like makes him smarter?
Yes, that one.
And it's the guy that's Bradley Cooper.
So they made a TV show out of that. And so one of the TV shows, he goes, I'm going to figure out how to hack into this guy. And he starts learning how to hack, and it's a lot of boring shit. And he breaks the fourth wall, and he looks at the camera and he goes, this is insanely boring.
Right.
Well, I deal with learning how to do the deal is, here's some videos of explosions. And then you do an explosion montage while he learns. But it was really cool. And Leslie Carhart, I think everybody here knows, Hex for Bankings. We do a panel at...
She's the greatest.
I will not argue with that ever. Her and I do, and some other people do a panel at Gen Con every year. We do the year in hacking.
Wait, the sorry, year the what?
The are you not familiar?
I am unfamiliar.
Oh, sir.
And I am okay with stating that in public record.
So Leslie and I started the thing several years ago at Gen Con.
I know Gen Con. I just want to apologize to you and Leslie for being unfamiliar. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I will let her know.
I'm sorry.
So,
I am.
So her and I do the year in hacking panel at Gen Con, which is really cool because they're geeks. They're not necessarily computer geeks, but they're geeks.
I misheard. I thought you said you're in hacking. What? Like,
yeah. That's part of it.
On.
Yeah, you heard correctly.
Oh, okay.
Right.
It's, you're,
golden
you're
shower.
You're turning a phrase. You're playing.
No, there's no phrases have been turned.
Really?
That's...
It's been 360 degrees of turning.
And yet, we're still covered in urine.
Okay, I am so sorry. Continue, please. Because it sounds amazing.
So we do this thing at Gen Con where we present hacking as portrayed in the media, TV, movies, board games, books, video games. And we go, here's what was real. Here's how this actually works.
Nice.
Here's what kind of fucked up a little but did some legitimate shit. And here's what was just a goddamn shit show that drives us insane. And it went so good. The first year that we've been doing it, I think this is our third or fourth year.
Nice.
And I can't read that. It's insanity. I'll read it in a second. So
okay, so they're catching Pokemon right now. They're just passing the phone back and forth, catching Pokemon. They got a Squirtle. Oh my God, there's a Mew! There's a Mew! Everybody get to Hotel Pennsylvania right now. There's a Mew. The Mew is on the phone.
Accept the hug.
Oh my goodness.
You know what it was?
What? Who?
So, back in like H2K4.
Oh, I know what he's referencing, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, like, he took a trip into the trash can. So, I seen him walking by. He actually looks like the movie theater shooter from whatever that dude was with the Batman.
The
shooter.
Joker. Yeah. That's kind of a shitty.
That's what he looks like. If you can imagine, like, the orange hair, and he's like, you know, why am I in court? Oh, yeah, the shootings. That kind of hair. But, so anyways, I went to go give him a hug when he was coming down the hallway.
Oh, he's talking about you?
Yeah, that was me. So I was the one that threw him in the trash can in 2004. So he had a flashback when I came up to hug him. He bugged out because I hugged him. And he screamed for security and says, don't touch me, don't touch me. And then he just ran down the escalator. But now he's posting on Facebook that I violated his personal space.
Participation trophies. What were we talking about? So I really like that Mr. Robot has gotten all of my non-hacker friends or even non-geek friends to watch a drama in which they're actually educated. Because every hack that's pulled off in that show, and some of them do require kind of a perfect storm scenario, are totally plausible. Yeah, for sure. Like, there's no situation that has been pulled off of Mr. Robot where you go, that's not real. It's like some of them where you have to go, well, if this and this were true, yeah. So I really love that it's getting the muggles in on hacking.
Real quick, the YouTube channel... What's the URL?
For what?
It's youtube.com/howtobasic.
very long time favorite of mine.
I watched an episode of CSI Cyber, so you all don't have to. It's terrible.
Is it from this season?
Oh my god.
Can you, did you submit it to when Leslie and I requested for episodes?
It's like,
for?
It's like the almost the only example, modernly speaking, of a woman over 35 even that is portrayed as technical. So
oh, get the fuck out of here. Oh, have you seen the intro to that show?
No. Oh, no, the show is fucking terrible.
So the intro of the show explains that she used to be a psychologist.
Right,
and then,
and so she's supposed
then her,
to be this like quasi-technical slash manager.
No, there is no information provided that proves that she is technical whatsoever.
It's terrible.
I think that's one of the reasons why people gravitate towards Mr. Robot, because it is like, you know, you have Seth, you know, Dave Kennedy's Seth made an appearance on the first episode of the season.
Yep.
But it's not like the CSI Cyber where two people are on each end of the keyboard.
Yes.
Oh, they're breaking through the firewall.
No.
That was the greatest scene of all time.
I love that shit, though. I think it's hilarious.
I
could watch it all day.
That women are represented in any of those shows.
Right,
and
now,
it's terrible.
Or whipping up a VB code? Some sort of VB.
VB.
No.
Basic
my husband
practice.
Didn't even want to watch one episode.
Yeah. No. Like you're gonna create a VB graphical user interface.
A VB GUI.
Yeah.
The trace route.
Yeah. But it's okay because they use IPv5.
Those are the two I get.
Where one of the octets is outside of the 255.
When we ask people
like
for submissions, those are the two we get the most.
But we have a paucity of women who are portrayed as technical on TV or any other kind of thing because it's just, like, not the way that we do things. And so, like, Patricia Arquette's supposed to be, like, our hero, that which is shit because that show is awful. Like,
hey, everybody. This is totally off topic, but I just want to give a shout-out to my homie Whitey Cracker. Whitey Cracker is the greatest, like, the mighty Whitey.
The Mighty
man.
Whitey.
Spam
yeah.
Tech is the greatest.
Johnny Christmas fully supports Whitey Cracker, for sure. Hands down. Fuck yeah. If you're listening.
If Whitey Cracker and I were flying out from a show and both of our planes got shot down by Malaysian Airlines missiles and we both died, there'd be no hackers consistently.
Hackercore Rap would be dead on the scene.
Consistently producing rap music. But
I sent him that picture of us and then he called us true thugs.
I also sent him a picture of us as well. That was his response, actually. He sent a lot of ha 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 ha's.
Oh, he said true thugs to me.
So, otherwise, everybody needs to lean on Dr. Raid now and ask him to produce 11 albums. We just need 11 albums from Dr. Raid. So, everybody, please request 11 albums from Dr. Raid.
Dr. Raid, yeah, I could do 11 albums.
I would love 11
really,
Dr.
I would
Raid
settle,
albums.
Like, if I could do any more than 9, like, I would not hold it against him.
You might have to be Giuliani at that point. You'd be like, 9 or 11.
9, 11.
Giuliani!
9, 11.
Giuliani!
Did it happen? It's not a pattern. It's not a deal.
Whatever.
Don't worry about it.
All right, another question I have for you guys. Mobile platform of choice, go.
Mobile
platform of choice.
Android all the way.
Android?
Whitey Cracker's listening, by the way.
Sienna Bryce.
Hey, Bryce.
What's up, Bryce? Give him
Bryce.
A video feed.
This is David. I love you.
Love my babies.
Anything I could get rude on.
Cool.
He says Int 80 is singing a song we know.
Oh, which is... It's not Android.
Holy
actually.
Shit.
It's like, that's a promise.
Ophir, what's your mobile platform of choice?
I'm unfortunately using Android, where I should be using Android.
Okay, so Ophir wants to use Symbian as his mobile platform.
Symbian?
It's valid.
2008 called.
I'll be right back, guys.
No, 2008 called, seriously. No, what's it called? Cyanogen mod all the way.
I guess. Okay.
Hey, Brian, you haven't answered the question. What is your mobile platform choice?
Yes. So.
Yes. That's descriptive.
Right.
I mean, I would like iOS just for the security, they can't break into shit, kinda.
Yeah, the trust zone shit is, like, really sad. Right, like, you use trust zone, like, you get root, and then, like, you dump the decryption key, and it's like, oh man, like, I was counting on full disk encryption for the win, but... And it's gone. Alright, so, hey, Ill Will, where's the next place you're traveling to?
Next place, I'm too broke again for DerbyCon. I mean, DevCon. So DerbyCon is my next one.
DerbyCon's what's up?
Because Method Man and Redman are going to be there.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh. AD has been talking about this for at least 3 months now.
No, I have not 3 months.
Okay. I drink a lot, so, you know, it seemed like
it's,
3 months
it's
to me.
It's like 2 weeks is what we say. You can't keep track of it. Like, so you say, like,
I was privy to it before it was announced, so I was excited.
I was not. I didn't know. Like, I got, like, it was posted online. I was like, holy crap, like, what?
Yeah, I think I was there when he saw it for the first time. It was on Twitter, and he was like, oh my fucking god!
Well, it was like girls grinding their, like...
Oh, the ankle grinders, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought they were going to burn the place down the first year. But yeah.
Also, I got put in, like, handcuffs or zip ties or something 1 year, like, in that same set. It was the same set.
By the police or another conference goer? I just have to ask.
Are the police what?
Did you get put in handcuffs by the police or other...
By, like, these goth girl dancers. It was amazing.
Ooh. Yeah.
I mean, I've been turned on, but I wasn't turned on until 11, until I got to Hope 11, where they had to turn on until 11. I love my girlfriend.
I think one of them was the guy, though. I think they're all girls, but one guy.
Yeah,
it was the guy that turned him on the most.
Yeah, right. I mean, duh, he's hot.
He was, according to everything I've heard.
According to the heat coming off the sparks of the angle grinders. Okay, so what's your next travel? Like, where are you going to next? What's your next conference?
I'm going home. Next conference is... I have no idea.
AD's face right now is just priceless. Just so you guys know. I know you can't really see it in this.
Actually, no. I'm probably going to wind up in PumpCon in Philly. It's probably the next one I'm going to go in October.
All right. Next PumpCon. Ophir, where are you on next?
My next is Black Hat, which I'm not going to. I'm just going to be in Vegas. And then B-Sides. And then DEF CON, because, you know, you have to go to DEF CON, because apparently DEF CON is the shit. Oh, wait, no, fuck. They canceled it this year. It's not happening.
DEF CON always canceled.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They fucking canceled DEF CON again.
Yeah, I get it. The pool's closed.
Pool's closed.
AIDS.
Stingrays.
Yeah.
That joke is so fucking old.
Hey, we're waving.
Shouldn't Night Owl be here? Oh, we took over for him.
Oh, shit.
Fuck him.
Look behind you.
Night Owl is gone. He's literally drunk.
Oh, my God. There's a hand coming through the wall in a hole in the radio booth.
You should grab onto it for great glory.
No, you should stick, I have to stick my dick in that hole.
I don't think it'll fit. Will, I have a question for you.
I don't think it's going to fit.
Most awkward sexual situation. We're taking it all the way.
You're going to have to come back to me. There's so many.
All right. Goes to the right,
Jack.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Most awkward sexual situation.
I actually had. Well, it's kind of. I guess we can go graphic, right?
Yeah.
It didn't happen to me actually. It happened to a good buddy of mine.
Asking for a friend.
Oh yeah. So I'm a really good friend. So I think I was 18 at the time. I met these two girls. They were twins. Now,
this is a great start.
Like,
story.
It sounds like a total fabrication. It's like,
no, I believe you.
So
I believe you.
I met these two twins, and I had this good buddy. Like, he could not get a girlfriend to save the world, pretty much. So, met these two girls, hit it off. At the time, his sister had moved out of her condo. The condo was empty. Take the girls there, and we're just hanging out, chilling. The girl that I was with was more down to mess around than the other girl, so I kind of switched off because I knew he wanted to kind of bang her. So, so I go upstairs with the other girl. We just mess around. She was like the food twin. So we're just hanging out, talking, messing around. I guess he had sex with a girl downstairs, and he had told me when he went to go have sex with her, he went to go put it in, and she grunted and farted. He said that the hairs on his balls blew back, and he said he went limp instantly, and he couldn't finish it all.
Wait. So it sounds like this guy wasn't very experienced. Was it for sure a fart?
No, it was experienced, but like when a girl, like, you know.
No. I mean, like, what? Like, was it for sure a fart or was it a queef? Because, like, I feel like that's an important distinction.
No, because it's too low. You can't blow the ball hairs down that low.
Okay, all right. Understood.
So I guess that would be a weird one that wasn't me.
Now I want to tell one for my friend instead of telling mine. Because mine's pretty benign. So I'm going to tell one for my friend. So back in the day, maybe 15 years ago, when I was in Israel, a friend of mine decided to have a rave. So we all ended up in this little field out in, you know, middle of the desert and shit. And a couple of my friends decided to bring out, you know, speakers, bring a lot of booze, bring a little bit of food. We're all drinking, having a good time. I had a very good friend who was very good looking and very charismatic, as people are. And had invited a friend of his, and she came with a girlfriend. And, you know, as shit happens, they were both very attracted to him, and they both decided to get inside of into a tent with him at about 3:30 in the morning. Now, what they didn't expect was that one of his friends, who was a complete fucking goober, and honestly probably a virgin from every interaction I had with him, decided that, hey, my friend's in there with two girls. I should go join without saying anything to anyone, just on my own volition. So, So me and about three friends were just watching this train wreck happen and not intervening whatsoever because trolls, and why wouldn't I watch this train wreck happen? So we're sipping our whiskeys and just watching him slowly edge towards the tent. Get inside the tent, all of a sudden you hear three high-pitched screams. Not two, three high-pitched screams. And the silhouette of a woman kicking him in the face and him running out of the tent. And I swear to God, the first thing that came out of his mouth when he came out of there was like, I don't think they were into it.
Really?
I will never forget that night for the life of me, because my ex-girlfriend was there. He wasn't aware that she was my ex-girlfriend, and for like 20 minutes straight, he was just telling me how hot she was. And I was like, oh, that's really interesting, you should go talk to her. Immediately he strikes out, and she immediately comes to me to come, you know, be with someone so that no one will talk to her. Never in my life have I met someone that awkward before, except for myself.
I got one. The first year you got on a computer, and what type of computer it was.
I don't know the year, but it was an old school IBM. You had to use two floppies to boot it, and
internet access?
No.
Uh, 1991 Commodore 64 only had a 5 1/4 inch floppy disk, no internet, internet access, obviously. And I remember the first game I played on it too was Blackjack.
Hey, sorry, I'm going to excuse myself to use the restroom. It's been great, I love you guys.
Alright,
I don't know if I'll make it back, but
they're supposed to be doing Cards Against Humanity next.
I'm supposed to be giving a talk tomorrow. I should probably, like, go make sure I can get enough caffeine in my body to give a talk tomorrow. I love y'all.
Love you.
Alright, cool. Good night.
Drink all the booze, hack all the things.
Alright.
Hack all the booze, drink all the things.
I think the first computer I was on was an Apple IIgs back in like the 80s. I would say 85, but it was like a school-based computer. It wasn't something I owned. A lot of Oregon Trail.
Yes.
A lot of
yes.
San Diego.
Yes.
And a lot of scrolling my name across the screen with go-to 10 statements. And I think my first computer wasn't even computer again?
Oh yeah, the Absinthe? Fuck yeah.
The first computer I actually had was like a, I think it was like a Windows 98 SE box in like 99.
That was the first computer that you owned?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you go so long without one?
Poor.
Being poor. It feels like you have a, there's a constant in your life, and it's a lack of money.
Yeah, but money doesn't equal happiness, so.
I never said that.
But, I scrape by on what I get. And I think the coolest computer I had was actually one that, like, the federal government owns. That was my coolest computer, but.
For first computer, I guess it was like the family computer, 1989, the Compued 386 SX, SX16, 2 megabytes of RAM. What?
Turbo boost?
No, didn't have turbo boost. It was a Compued, it was an off-brand. It was 16 megahertz, 2 megabytes of RAM, a 20 megabyte hard disk. And it ran, I think, DOS 3 and Windows 3.0. Before Minesweeper, it was Solitaire and Reverse-y.
Oh, I was the shit in Reverse side.
Minesweeper. I take Minesweeper any day of the week. That was it. No internet. Obviously, Windows 3.1 didn't come with a TCP/IP stack. I had no idea what the internet was until like 3 years later. And we got America Online, and they're like, oh, it has America Online. They're adding internet to America Online. And everyone's like, what's the internet? And he's like, well, you can go off of America Online into other places on the big internet and just general internet. And so I was like, oh, okay. And that was that.
What was your biggest screw up on a computer?
Biggest screw up? When I was a kid, using like AOL mail bombers when I was a kid. I thought it was like e-reet, and I was like a little preteen skitty, and I'm not proud of that, but I guess I'll admit to that.
Why? Be proud. Be proud of your skitty past.
With not even skitty, really dumb skitty shit, like mail bombers and AOL.
I think my fuck up was, the first fuck up was like, I wasn't even into computers. It was like 1992. I was in a drafting class. I think I was like a sophomore in school, and I heard about this like man called Deltry, and I ran it on the computer in class, not realizing what it did. So I just did Deltry C.
Yeah.
And I wiped out everybody's like all their like houses that they were building in CAD and everything else.
I've done that many times out of spite, no regrets.
I actually have almost the exact same story, but if you guys remember, I think it was Windows 95. You could like right click on a drive, and there would be a little button that said compress.
Yep.
Yeah, I totally compressed the C drives on like four computers at school. It was pretty fun.
I did things like I went and downloaded pre-mated virus, and I just like infect random computers at like school or whatever, because like, well, you know, angsty little piece of shit, and fuck the system.
Now I'm thinking back, I'm like, I don't even fucking know what compression algorithm supposedly that shit was using, and why the fuck would you want to compress a whole drive in the first place? Who the fuck even used that?
I actually gave it a shot, and then I found out it really wasn't worth it, didn't do much.
Well, yeah, it took like 15 hours to fucking compress a 3-gig drive. Why the fuck would you ever use that?
No, because I had a 512 megabyte drive at the point. I'm like, yeah, I need more space. I'll just compress it. And it didn't exactly work like that.
I miss being 12.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I get somewhat nostalgic for the 1990s. But like, all the operating systems were shitty. Computers were slow. You had a choice between Macs, which did nothing, Linux, which was really still in its infancy, and FreeBSD, I guess, was like still in its getting going, and Windows, which was just as derpish as Windows always is. So there was no really good operating systems. The only thing is the internet was somewhat uncensored. The internet was slow as shit. The internet was unreliable. Golden age for me of the internet is probably somewhere about like 95, 96, maybe about 2000, when they actually start getting like content, and I would say 97 to about 2001.
That was a good time to be alive.
Yeah.
How about this? What was the one time that you got owned, or the first time that you got owned?
IRC 1999. Somebody had ion cannoned my ass for saying something about someone. I don't even remember what the fuck it was.
Was it the Atho, the modem fucking disconnect?
The modem did not disconnect, but there were so many packets coming through that I couldn't even connect to IRC. Like, I couldn't do shit. And then, actually, so my personal box has never been owned. Luckily, I've always kept my head down low enough that if my box never got owned. I've had shells getting owned left and right throughout the years. I can't remember, like, the first time that happened, but I have definitely had my home connection, like, ion cannoned on 56K, you know, back in the day. Definitely 99 was the first year that happened.
That was my year. It was Backlar Fist 2K, and fucking, I hit the, It was actually a USA Today article on on Backlar Fist 2K, and I was like, oh, what's this? And I had the computer for probably about 2 weeks at that time, and so I did some searching and stuff, and I found it, and being an idiot, I would download it and not know what the hell I was doing. So I'm clicking the client, I'm clicking the server, and not knowing the fuck's going on. So I found out they had an IRC channel. So, of course, you go in the IRC channel and you say, hey, I'm trying to figure out how to use this. And they just fucking, fuck you, get the fuck out of here. So I start talking shit back, not realizing that, like, you know, my IP's exposed. I clicked on a server with default settings. And all of a sudden, like, I had about, like, 100 viruses uploading. I had McAfee at the time, antivirus. And that shit's just going crazy of all these different things, all these old viruses and shit hit my computer.
So many worms.
Yeah. So I learned quickly how to actually reinstall Windows.
I'm trying to remember. I was just learning what trolling really was, and I think I had said some shit to somebody that I shouldn't have said, and it just came in. I think it was like a 15-hour straight. I think the guy owned a botnet and just had added me to one of his fucking lists, and until I had, like, the dynamic DNS had switched over, I was done. I was not on the... I don't think I knew what dynamic DNS was at the time.
No, nobody did.
No, what's it called? I knew what what's it called? I figured out real quick what a dynamic IP address was.
Yeah, dynamic IP address, excuse me. Dynamic DNS.
And, like, if you were on AOL, all you needed to do was switch users, and it would re-pull DHCP.
Yeah.
I figured that one out real quick, especially when you were trolling IRC. So one good thing about AOL is you could just, like, really... hit the switch user button, log back in. Without disconnecting connection, you get a new IP address. And it pulled from a class B. So they weren't banning all of AOL. What?
It was like a 172 address.
I don't remember. I really don't remember what the address was, but it pulled from a class B, and they couldn't ban the entire block. So if push came to shove, all you have to do is re-log and then just go do something else, and they forget about you.
I just remember having a fucking Nmap script in like 2000 to like look for IRIX boxes that have Telnet D on them, because that shit was easy to fucking get into because they were all fucking open. And then you'd have like fucking have a botnet at 14 years old and either any box you walked on IRC on. Fuck, you want to take me down? Go ahead. I got another one right there.
Yeah, I've got ping flooded, or, you know, flooded off the internet, especially in FNet. It's the reason why we didn't hang out in FNet too much, except for, like, go get WARs or MP3s or something like that, because, like, they'd see the AOL IP address, and they'd be like, fucking noob, no matter, you know, like, well, like, I'm a kid, you know, it's like, my parents pay for it, and they just, like, flood you off the fucking internet.
So, yeah, I have a question for AOL. What's going on with the bang bus? When are we going?
The bank bus should be coming in about a half hour.
Cool.
You worked really hard on that, by the way. You were out there for hours.
I was bored because everybody's going out to smoke, so I found the sign on the ground, and it just started off from that. Then I got a marker and wrote bank bus, trying to get everybody to come on it.
The guy's still holding that on, that sign up.
Actually, I had one of the workers out there saying bank bus for his own bus company at one point during the day.
Well done, sir. I
gotta have a weekend troll.
Cool.
I honestly didn't realize you were at the con for like 20 minutes. I was like, I'm sure this guy is actually trying to get like tourists to come on his bank bus.
That's awesome.
Bunny was supposed to come in at some point and do Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, she's a minute ago. Well, like 15 minutes ago and then left. She should have been here by now, actually.
What's it called? What's it called? This is what's it called? My Live OS. This is my project, Ninja OS.
Yeah, I heard about it.
All right, cool. All right, so what's it called? I got a little too inebriated last night, so every con, I make a few USB sticks, I show out some money, and I kind of, you know, give them out to count to like random people, and I'd like you to have one.
Take one.
If you'd like a demonstration.
Yeah, go ahead.
So this is Ninja OS, live operating system based off Artronix, you know, XFCE4. Boots off a USB stick to standard Squash FS, Temp FS.
Is it on GitHub?
It's on GitLab. See, right here in the boot menu, you have like a few command prompt options that are not kernel options, but you have a script that basically reads the kernel command line, so you can add miscellaneous options. There's a few. The two big ones is privacy mode. Privacy mode is a Python script that will scramble all the MAC addresses of all Ethernet interfaces and scramble, generate a random host name. It uses real vid bytes from a file, so it looks legitimate. And the host name is generated by APG using pronounceable password algorithm, so it looks like it's pronounceable. So anybody, you know, it should beat basic heuristics looking for scrambled machines.
What's the address for the GitLab?
Just gitlab.com/ninjaOS. I also have ninjaOS.org, I'm on SourceForge, I've got a Tor gateway, an official Onion site on it's linked on ninjaOS. Speaking of the Tor site, that's one thing I just realized today. I probably should do a talk about, what's it called, some of the referrer links that you get if you host a hidden Tor site, some of the interesting things that pop up. That you didn't, you know, I never found on my own, except for I started running this, and I recently installed a log scraper, you know, that just, like, did statistics, and was able to pull the referrers out instead of just going through the Apache log on NinjaOS, and some of, like, the weird sites that link back to my hidden Tor site are somewhat interesting.
How is this similar to Captain Crunch's Linux OS?
I've never heard of Captain Crunch's Linux OS. Because, like, what does he have on? What does he have on his?
I'm not too sure, actually. I just seen him slinging it for like $100.
This is Ninja OS is basically it's like I am to be like the last live desktop you'll ever need. Is it? So it's got some NetSec stuff. It's got some media tools. It's what's it called? It's got like a PDF viewer. It's got Abby Word. It's got privacy tools. It's got recovery tools, so and for everything that doesn't ship directly on it for space requirements, we have our own Arch repo that's hosted on ninjaOS.org, both i686 and x86-64. That's configured from inside NinjaOS, so you can pull more packages which aren't necessarily in Arch Linux. So this is NinjaOS. It's got Tor, it's got ITP. What's it called? There's actually like a decent ITP setup. If you go on Firefox, the Firefox bookmarks are a whole bunch of useful links. The IRC network list is custom. I do a lot of job of really putting, trying to really put polish on this. All the IRC networks are configured SSL by default. I got the list a long time ago. I went on like netsplit.de. I got like the list of like a top 20 networks and a few other ones.
So you got Electrum on here for the
Bitcoin
wallet.
Yes.
Before or after they forked?
Before they forked?
Yeah, weren't they the ones that got owned? Or somebody stole like a whole bunch of wallets from them, and they had the choice between letting the dude take millions of dollars or forking the code to prevent it all.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to look into that. Thank you for bringing that up. If you actually go on my GitLab, if you can do me a huge favor, there's a bug tracker on my GitLab I recently set up. If you could post what you posted on the bug tracker, and I'm gonna look into what's it called, getting that fixed, because I did not know about that, and that's a very valid issue, and I like bug reports, because I definitely don't get enough of them. So what do you think?
So far, so good. I'll give it a spin tomorrow during the day.
So, yeah, we have, like, one of the big things is, like, I put extra special attention into the Firefox configuration. What's it called? It comes with Foxy Proxy, User Agent Switcher, HTTPS everywhere, Grease Monkey, and a whole fuck ton of bookmarks, which I think are interesting. There's a lot of, like, online tools. There's some OSEC stuff. Unfortunately, Brad Powers at PumpCon never got back to me with this whole big list of OSEC stuff, because I'd really like to put more OSEC stuff in the links.
Fuck! I am so pissed you mentioned
this game. There's a lot more tools. There's a lot more tools on there. I mean, there's a lot of command line stuff. It's Arch Linux, so just Pac-Man QL will give you an idea of, like, what's installed. I used to actually keep a list of the command line tools, but that just became, like, a pain in the ass to maintain. It's like Arch Linux, just Pac-Man uppercase, you know, QL, and then it'll show you all the installed packages, and you can kind of, like, go from there. Oh, yeah, what's it called? On-screen keyboard, what's it called? A multi-touch gesture recognition engine, so that will actually work with a tablet, or an x86 tablet. What's it called? The on-screen keyboard is Florence. It's pre-configured by default. It looks somewhat nice. Full keyboard. I used to have, like, one of those tablet-like netbook hybrids. So I actually spent some time making sure the UI worked on a tablet. Or any touchscreen, rather. Because the cool thing about NinjaOS is, like, any computer that you find that's x86 that you can boot this. So if you find a USB port somewhere, like a random computer, even if it's a touchscreen, if you're just poking at it, if you can poke at the firmware or the BIOS to boot, like, to boot up a USB stick, I mean, throw NinjaOS on there, and then you can just continue to poke at the rest of the hardware. Why? What did you do? Did you reboot it?
I hit up Florence, and then I clicked on the menu, and I was clicking ZenMap.
Oh, and that rebooted it. Oh, see, this is why I try to get more people to file bug reports, because little shit like this happens, and you just don't know, because you just never have enough people bug testing. So that one needs to go on the bug tracker.
I think it was ZenMap that I clicked.
I almost forgot some of the best features. If you notice, there's a self-destruct feature. The self-destruct will overwrite, it'll literally zero fill itself with DD. Once it gets done, it will reformat itself, the stick, reformat itself FAT32, and then it will reboot itself. I know. I'm trying to keep the radio going. So I'm just trying to fill air.
So about the absent.
Yes. Alrighty.